Well, you know the men who serve on the school board here, they sure never stayed in public schools.
That's good, that's...
Now, our school board has been changed. Our school board was a self-perpetuating board passed by a special act of the Alabama legislature, and it was the only board of its kind in the world. Because when you say school boards in any country other than the United States, you're just talking about something that doesn't exist. And our board had, when I came in and started teaching, one of the best friends on the board of mine was my dentist, Dr. Walter. And there were bankers on there. My brother-in-law, who was superintendent, said, Mr. Carlisle, oh, genius when it came to handling money. Those men served. When they went on the board, they went on for life. They could resign in a time, of course, they wanted to. They went on for life. No pay, no expense money of any kind ever. They were dedicated citizens. I'm going to tell you, you can't pay people like that to do what they did.
Did Selma
had
to change that school?
Selma's had to change, yes.
Dickie McKenzie, a big grocery store. Dickie McKenzie was chairman of the board, and the young man who owns WHBB on the school board, Julius Talton, he deserves a world of credit. He's a fine young man. And those people just said it was a civic duty. Doctors and dentists and lawyers and Morris Barton owned a big department store. He was on the school board, and he really valued being on it. I remember when the Bartons came to Selma to live, and they haven't get out of Europe fast, and they came here, and they came into Baker School, where I was going to school, and Morris Barton went in there. They put him in the second grade. They couldn't speak English. When he finished high school, he had won the Lucy Nelson Medal. That was a medal that people, the boys, would orate. And they had judges. And before he finished high school, he had won that Lucy Nelson Medal. And it was just, you know, he had been in this country just 12 years. And he spoke beautifully.
What country were they from?
Russia. They were Russian Jews. They'd been out of Russia for a while. His kinfolk still live here. He died recently. He has one son who's a plastic surgeon. And the first time I saw him after he became a plastic surgeon, he said, not cosmetic. But now he is only cosmetic and lives in Arizona. It was in California. But, and then he has, and then the younger boy is a psychiatrist. And he was teaching at Vanderbilt Medical School. He was with the University of Virginia for a while. And, he's now in private practice, I understand, in Nashville. Two fine boys. Now that younger one made Phi Beta Kappa at the University of Alabama.
Sounds like they're just a
fine boys. You bet they are.
And doctors.
Those two boys are doctors. Then their brother has two boys. One of them owns a store in Waynesville, North Carolina. And the other one he told me when his uncle died, I saw him. Barton's clothes had to close. They closed up because Sam was left, and Sam is in physical condition. He's not well. And he couldn't carry on with Morris gone. So they've sold out the store. And then the Eagles sold out. And then the Teppers went out of business. Of course, Leon Tepper still has a store. He has a store in the mall over in Montgomery, Leon's.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he has stores down in Florida, Fort Walton Beach.